USA Radio News.
81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he was retiring today. As for a potential replacement, President Trump spoke earlier today.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately. And hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man. And I know that he will be around hopefully for a long time to advise. And I believe he's going to be teaching and doing other things. So thank you to Justice Kennedy.
Also going on in Washington today, the House defeated a Republican immigration bill by the count of 121 to 301. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A major award show is changing some of its rules. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
this change to the Grammy Awards is about the biggest change since 1959 when the Grammy Awards debuted. The number of nominations in the Record, Song, and Album of the Year categories, as well as for Best New Artist, will expand from 5 nominees to 8. The change is taking place effective immediately for the 61st Grammy Awards set for next year in L.A. The move is intended to broaden the kinds of artists the Grammys recognize, and it's expected it will result in more female nominees as well as more country and rock musicians coming up for some high-profile prizes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nearly half of Texas's registered voters have an unfavorable opinion of the NFL. That's according to a new University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. The poll found that only 20% of white voters had a favorable impression of the NFL. Meanwhile, African American voters had a 49%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Demonstrators heckled Senator Marco Rubio, calling him an opportunist during a protest outside a federal detention facility for migrant children in South Florida. Rubio joined Fox News to talk about one person in particular who was protesting.
Well, first of all, this is one guy, okay, who happens to lead an organization. He's not some, you know, everyday person. He's an activist who leads United We Dream down in Miami. And he, you know, this place was far away. So he drove down there just to do that. So it's not like a popular uprising. It's one guy, a professional protester. And the funny thing is, the media people finally turned to him and said, can you be quiet so we can, you know, finish the press conference? Because we're here to get footage. The other thing is, it's kind of dumb because the center down in Homestead where I was at, almost everybody in there, I mean, 95% of the kids there are unaccompanied minors. So if we close that center, what you're saying is just put these kids out in the street.
Right.
Most of those kids spend 25 days there on average, which means the reason why they're there for 25 days is before we turn them over to somebody, a family member, whoever it might be, shouldn't we verify that that person is not a criminal, that that person is a safe home, the things you would want to do. And so if you close down that center, you're just basically saying put these kids out in the street.
Rubio also has a solution to everyone coming to the United States seeking asylum.
And so the first thing we could do is help these countries defeat these gangs. You do that and it stops this. You know, that's why we don't have migrants from Costa Rica. We don't have a migratory problem from Paraguay. We don't have a migratory problem from Chile, because those countries don't have these gangs like MS-13.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.